Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas B'chukosai. I'd like to share with you first a thought on the first section of the parasha. The first 11 psukim, as you know, contain the opposite of a teichacha. They contain, on the contrary, a listing of brachas, of blessings that come to Klal Yisrael in B'chukosai Teileichu. Rav Druk, in his sefer, brings that in these 11 psukim, every letter of the Aleph Beis appears, with the exception of the letter Samach, which does not appear, and that the Rekeach makes note of that, that the Samach does not appear. Reading this in Rav Druk's sefer, in the Darash Mardechai, this reminds me of the fact that the same thing is true about Bereishis. The 7 days of creation, the entire Perek Aleph of Sefer Bereishis, contains every letter of the Aleph days, and there it includes the Ender letters as well, except a Samach. The Samach there does not appear. Haloi Doverhu. Another interesting thing is that in the many thousands of Sukkim de Torah, there are only two Psukim that begin with the letter Samach. That itself is highly unusual, but only two Psukim begin with the letter Samach. The two Psukim are Slachno La'avayin Ha'om HaZeh K'goydol Chastecha, Moshe Rabbeinu asking for forgiveness after the story of the Meraglim, and Soru Maher Min HaDerech, part of the Ego. So strange that the Samach appears only in connection to misdeeds, to whatever that a person does. Haloi Doverhu. It's a very strange thing, and needs an explanation. Adding to this is that on Tisha B'Av, our kinnis by day begin with the word Suru, with the letter Samach. Matter of fact, it starts with the letter Samach of a kinna, Samach Ayin Pei, etc. But it starts with the Samach. Haloi Doverhu. The Samach seems to appear or not appear for some sort of a deeper meaning or understanding. I'd like to share with you a thought which I had heard, I believe, once from Rav Moshe Shapiro, and the aside is the following. The Samach is a letter which is a circle. If you draw a line, the line can go anywhere. It can go up, it can go down, it can go around, it could twist and turn. When you draw a circle, no matter how much you twist and turn, you come back to the original point. The tragedy of this world is when people live a life of a circle. They just go and come back to where they are, go and come back to where they are. They're not really heading anywhere. Every day is like the day before. They eat and sleep. They earn and spend. And really, their life is heading nowhere. So the Samach, in a way, is a symbol of a pathetic life, of a sad life, the life of an ant. An ant which just provides for its young, and then disappears, and then its offspring does the same. But it should not be the life of a human being. The Samach, the circle, is not good, it's not desirable in a spiritual life. In the physical world, however, the whole world is circles. The whole world is cycles. All of nature is a cycle which repeats itself. Circles, revolutions which repeat themselves. The universe is full of circles, of orbits, of planets, which by and large are spheres. And in general, the circle is part of the Gashmiistic world, the idea of the cycle that repeats itself. As a matter of fact, the first Samach in the Torah is Shem Ha'echad Tishayin Hu HaSeveh V'Eskolaretz HaHadila, a pasuk which describes Saviv going in a circle, and it describes the rivers, the great rivers of the world, which flow in what is basically a cycle, a continuing cycle of water, evaporation, and new rain. So that Samach is wonderful for the physical world, but not desirable for the spiritual world. And therefore, in Ma'aseh Bereishis, there is no Samach. Therefore, in B'chukosai Teileichu, it would make sense that there is no Samach. The Samach appears at the beginning of the Kinnis of Tisha B'Av, at the Aveiros of Slachno and Suru. This is an explanation which I had once heard, made a Roshim on me, and posited a very strong impression. The idea that a person should not be repeating everything he has done. A person should be learning from what he did and constantly be growing, certainly, God forbid, not regressing. Rav Druk, on the other hand, brings a different message with the letter Samach. brings, I believe, as well from the Sefer Rekeach, that the letter Samach symbolizes something quite positive. Birchas Kayanim. The Nesias Kapayim, the Kayanim, which the Kayanim bless the people, which contains in it 60 letters. Samach, 60 letters. What is so unique about Birchas Kayanim? Says the Rekeach. In Buchukai Saite Leichu, you will be blessed. If you go with my Chukim, it's a condition. If you will follow the laws of the Torah, then you will be blessed. That does not include the Samach. Birchas Kayanim is above that. Birchas Kayanim is an unconditional blessing. It's a blessing even without the Im B'chukai Saite Leichu, even without deserving it. That's what's special about the bracha of a Kayan. We can add explanation to this. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's job is to judge the world. Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu set his heavenly bezin as a judge on human beings' actions. And therefore, blessing which comes from heaven comes based on that judgment. Blessings which come through people, however, are different. A human being is not supposed to judge his fellow human being. A human being is certainly not supposed to punish or withhold favor from another human being. So that, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows Kayanim to give a bracha, it's unconditional. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's blessing through the Kayanim, Im B'chukai Saite Leichu, is conditional. That's from heaven. The Samach is separate from that, is independent of that. And so, although, as in our first part, the letter Samach talks about a cycle which has nothing to do with growth. Birchas Kayanim is also something that has nothing to do with growth. It's a blessing. It's a bracha. It's a blessing which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives through Kayanim. It has nothing to do with a person's growth. A person who goes to Nesias Kapayim, as Shulchan Aruch says, pays attention to be mekabel God's blessings through the Kayanim, he has that wonderful bracha. And that's why Birchas Kayanim, Nesias Kapayim, is a very special bracha. That's why it's a refuah for a bad dream, in a case where a bad dream has a negative meaning. And, in general, going to Birchas Kayanim, being part of Birchas Kayanim, is a wonderful opportunity for bracha. So this is, I guess, a short 8-minute idea of the letter Samach. There isn't much more to be said. Mirtz Hashem, we'll get to it someday, probably on a Matzah Shabbos. Let me turn to another topic. This, my discussion so far, was the first part of the parsha, the part of Im B'chukai Saite Leichu, the positive. Following that is the Teichacha which talks about the punishments which have unfortunately befallen Klal Yisrael in our centuries of Golos. The Teichacha ends with Eila HaChukim HaMishpatim VaTayreis Hashem Nosan Hashem Beinayu VeBnei Yisrael V'Har Sinai B'Yad Moshe. It ends by referring to everything that has been said as having been given on Har Sinai B'Yad Moshe. The word Yad Moshe appears many, many times in the Torah. Zeis HaTorah, we say, Shesiv Hashem V'Bnei Yisrael B'Yad Moshe. We have in the beginning of Sefer Devarim, Shetiva Hashem B'Yad Moshe B'Nei Yisrael B'Avris Maya. What does B'Yad Moshe signify? What does that refer to in the hands of Moshe? The derech of the Netziv in his extraordinary Hamik Dover on Chumash is to reveal to us the meaning of many code words in the Torah. Many times the Torah uses an expression many times, and it's got to have some deeper meaning, some significant meaning. The Netziv has this incredible power to reveal, and throughout Chumash keep on referring back to his yesod in meaning of words. In the case of Yad Moshe, the Netziv refers us to an idea which is found in the Gemara, Mesechtas Nedarim, I believe it's Daf Lamed Ches, where the Gemara says on Psalacha that the Bukula Shel Torah, the ability to dig out Torah, so to speak, Psalacha is etch out the Luchais, the ability to dig and be Mechadish Kedushei Torah, Bukula Dairai, so that power was given not to Klal Yisrael, but to Moshe Rabbeinu specifically. The Gemara says that at some point, Moshe Rabbeinu nag b'tayvus ayin, and he gave it to Klal Yisrael. But the power of Pupula Dairaisa was given specifically to Moshe. The Rosh in the Dharam calls it Havana v'charifus, a understanding in a sharp way, to see all the wisdom of Torah through pupula deraisa, which comes only through hurting, through hard work in understanding Torah. That is the Yad Moshe. At the end of Parshas Bechukai, we have a pasuk which is found with slightly different words at the end of Bamidbar. Both the book of Vayikra and the book of Bamidbar end with a reference to Eila HaMitzvahs. All the aforementioned have been the mitzvahs Asher Tziva Hashem. However, there's a difference. In Vayikra it ends, Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe Avnei Yisrael Bahar Sinai. It mentions Mount Sinai. At the end of Bamidbar it ends, Eila HaMitzvahs Asher Tziva Hashem, the Yad Moshe Avnei Yisrael Bahar Sinai. It says, instead of Har Sinai, the Yad Moshe. And then the Siv explains, the Har Sinai are the things that were given to Moshe to be taught to Klal Yisrael. And until the end of his life, that's all Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael. At the very end, Bamidbar ends, and the Yikra and Devarim rather begins with the Yad Moshe, with the Pupula Deraisa, which will mount of Klal Yisrael. The Siv mentions it here, he mentions it at the beginning of Devarim. We all know Devarim is Mishneh Torah, a review of Torah. Why review of Torah? The Jews spent a whole 40 years in the Midbar reviewing Torah. They did that all the time. The answer is that now Moshe Rabbeinu, Hayo Moshe Be'er Es HaTorah, as I said, Be'er is a wellspring. For the 40 years, Moshe Rabbeinu taught what he received at Sinai. At the end of the 40 years, he taught them Pupula Deraisa. He taught them the Torah is a wellspring of Chiddush. It's something which a person, through proper Ameilus and following the rules of Pupula Deraisa, can accomplish through his Pupula Deraisa. This is the site of the Nitziv. And the Nitziv adds that Pupula Deraisa is crucial for Torah in Golos. When Klal Yisrael goes to Golos, doesn't have a central Sanhedrin, there's a need, a tremendous need for Pupula Deraisa. Torah has to be a living Torah, a Torah that has chidush, that as a person sits for hours figuring it out, struggling, hurting, and trying to delve deeper into Torah. This idea that it's needed for Galus is Meruma, as is hinted, at the end of the last Navi's Nevuah, Malachai, who ends with Zichru Torah's Moshe Avdi, Asher Tziva Oisai B'chayrev Al Kol Yisrael. Now, remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant, Asher Tzivisi Oisai B'chayrev. Those words are extra. Which I commanded him at Chorev. Of course, we all know Moshe was created, commanded with the Torah at Chorev. Says the Nitziv, Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi Asher Tzivisi Oisai. There's something I gave only him at Har Sinai. That's the Pupula Deraisa. And as you go to Golos, Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. Through Pupula Deraisa, you'll have a great Hatzlacha in your learning. And it goes through the history of the Golos. Yeshio HaMelech, who hid the Aron because he knew Klal Yisrael would go to Golos. He set up a Cherish V'Hamaskir, Asher Kulam Oisei Mulchama. He set up the Cherish V'Hamaskir, those who were Elef, 1,000 of them, Kulam Oisei Mulacha, people that could do the Kulam Oisei Mulchama, those who can do Mulchamta Shel Torah. Getting back to our pasuk at the end of the Teichacha, when Klal Yisrael is in Golos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ends by saying that you need, in order to survive in Golos, to have the Chukim HaMishpatim V'Torah Hashem Asher Nosan Hashem Be'inei Revei Yisrael Bahar Sinai Yad Moshe. That was given at Sinai to the hands of Moshe through Pupula Deraisa. Pupula Deraisa, the Chiyus of Torah, the living in Torah, that the light that lights up a year during the periods of time that is in the darkness of Golos. That ability to be a Mefalpel in Torah, to allow the Torah to give you strength and energy, that incredible kayach. That kayach is what keeps us going on Thursday nights at Mishmer and in Golos in general. As we prepare for Kabbalah Satorah, what better art than to understand these Nekudais? And I mentioned a drop in the bucket of what the Nitziv says. I invite you to look at the Nitziv not only this week's parasha, at the end of Parakavah, but also in the beginning of Devarim, and specifically in the two sections labeled Harchev Dover under the Nitziv. Get a good appreciation of Pupula Deraisa, the Chiyus of Torah, important to learning. And so, two Erech Lach, one on the beginning of the Parsha and the letter Samach, one at the end of the Teichacha, and the words be admisha. And with that, my time for today is up. Looking forward to seeing all of you this evening in Yitzhak Hashem in the Beis Medrash, whichever Beis Medrash it may be, getting ready for a Kabbalah Satayra, a proper Kabbalah Satayra, in preparation for Zman Matan Teresek. I put in Shabbos to all.